David Tausch. So don't give up. Begins now. Jesse the AI robot remains Jesse the actual human being.
But so both the problem I have with this robot is
just one. There's only one problem.
No, there's a bunch. There's concerns, obviously. You know, I don't like being tracked. Whether it's my cell phone,
yeah,
and I know I get.
You know, I just want to let me
and
interrupt.
I know
briefly.
I get tracked with my cell phone. I understand, even though I hit all the buttons to say not to.
You hate big tech, and
I
you
do.
Want a robot.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say before we ended
Jason,
the 10 o'clock
I also,
hour.
It's very off-brand.
I also hate the fact that we're playing 17, 18 games, and the college football guys are gonna be playing 17, 18 games. But there comes a point where you either get busy living or get busy dying.
I just miss my frame.
Yeah. I don't want somebody just texted me. My boy TJ just texted me and said, "There's this AI necklace that you can ask questions and they'll give you the same thing." So I could say, "Yo, AI Jesse," into my necklace, and the necklace will say, "Yeah, Brett Veach was not the GM at such and such a time."
TJ Lang or a different TJ?
Different.
Okay. Because that would be weird. So now you want the necklace?
No.
It's
no,
hard
I,
to keep
I
up.
I just asked, and that's tracking. The robot would not track, right? The robot would just be like my buddy.
You think no major corporation is going to keep track of the robots with all the data, where they've been and all that stuff?
I think what I would do is...
They literally have to listen to you so you could tell them commands.
When I come into the Everlight Solar Studio, I'll put them in my Tahoe, and we'll talk.
Would he sit in the passenger seat, or would he be in the back like an
Uber? I'd probably want him driving, so then I could sit in the back, sip on my coffee.
You're not going to trust a robot dog named Jesse with a heart over the eye to drive you places.
I don't know. I'd probably give it a run. I'd let him see, and if it's something that works.
Over the eye.
All right, so if I'm driving, but then I'd be nervous if the old AI is sitting behind me, I'd be nervous that it might try to choke me out. I'd have to have him sit next to me.
You have not thought this through at all.
No, I haven't. But the idea of being able to bounce ideas off of the robot and talk and like shop would be really fun for me.
So you really just want the car from, what was that show in the 80s? The Knight Rider?
Knight Rider.
You really just want Knight Rider.
No, because then it'd be cool to be walking in to, jump on the elevator. Hey, come on up. And then we'd sit here and be hanging out here. And I could say I'd have the robot competing with Jesse for information. I think it'd be kind of fun.
That'd be his chair right there.
Yeah, look at that.
You want your robot to say,
also have,
good morning, Mr. Tauscher, going down.
Yeah, that would not, I don't think that's a road that we want to go. I don't know why you brought that up, but no, that is not.
It was like pinned to our Twitter page for months.
I understand, but no, that is not where we're at.
All right.
Well, let's move on.
Can we? I've never wanted to do Power Rankings Tuesday more than I do right now.
All right
Jesse, with an eye.
How much do you think an AI robot's going to, right out of the gates, how much is it going to cost? Like, you think 25, 30, like a car?
I don't
like
know.
Like a small car?
With all the power your guy Elon is going to have, maybe the price will go down and everyone, they'll be available to all of us.
I see. Like that Boston Dynamics, all these places got them.
So what does a cell phone run these days? Like that'd be
a lot.
Because you'd have to go at least like triple a cell phone.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more than that. It's got to be like this.
What does a dog
like a
cost?
Small sedan is what I would think this would cost. As
like a Fiat. Right.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Like a used sedan or like a
that's why I'm asking
right,
you
can
guys.
We get to the power right?
Let's go.
He doesn't have his robot
Tausch.
Yet so he has to ask us
bring him or fling him top 10.
No, let's just do old let's go old school. It's been a while. Let's do an old schooler.
We did it this way last week, but that's fine. Checking in at number one,
Chiefs,
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank you, John Dorsey, for drafting Patrick Mahomes.
Still undefeated at 9-0, although the Broncos should have beat him.
Boy, you gotta feel like Dorsey's gotta feel like used a little bit there, doesn't he? He brings in, he makes that decision, and then they beep,
depends,
get rid of him.
Depends whether he drafted him or not, which I guess is still in question.
No, he did. He was the general manager when he was picked.
Who's number two?
The Detroit Lions.
That is correct. Who's number three?
Buffalo.
Nope, they're number four.
So three would be. there somebody in the AFC that I'm forgetting about?
Yes.
Who?
You've been very high on this team all season. Jeez.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore is up because they beat the Bengals by one?
Impressively on a Thursday night.
Impressively.
Yeah.
They were at home and they squeaked by because the two-point play didn't work.
Bunch of points on the board, though.
That's true. Lamar's a stud.
So we said Buffalo's number four. How about number five? This is a surprise.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. That number one seed in the AFC is going to be everything this year. The most. I'm going to reclassify.
Most important.
I'm going to reclassify. It is the most important one seed in the history of one seeds. Because you don't have to go eat against Baltimore and Buffalo are going to have to battle each other to come to Arrowhead to try and win. That's why that block kick was such a big deal the other day. Mm-hmm.
You know what the rest of us Packers fans say about that one seed?
Who the hell give a
Benny. Obviously, then, I think it goes...
This team is a surprise at number five. I don't think you've said this team's name identifying your top five all season.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's not that surprising,
not
is
that
it?
Surprising.
Thank you, Jesse. AI Jesse. Jesse just told me.
The
he
Steelers
just whispered
are
in my necklace.
Are the Steelers the sneakiest 7-2 team? Oh. Like, they don't impress you when
Let me
they
tell
win.
You nobody buys them. Nobody.
I do
give them a ton of credit. Like, they deserve a ton of credit. But nobody buys them. They have what you're looking for. They are tough. And I give Russell credit. I did not think he'd have the impact that he does. He's throwing those moon balls up. Mm-hmm. And Pickens is pulling them in. They're getting one-on-one coverage. And that's it. Outside of that, their offense isn't that much better. But he's made some big plays. And I'm not going to poo-poo him. Even though I'm not a Monster fan, I'm going to give him his credit. They deserve it. They have hung in there. And for how he's battled and hung in there, I respect the heck out of that part of it.
Number six.
I still think they're going to end up being like a 1-and-done 6 seed, and everybody's going to rave about how great Mike Tomlin is. And my point is, he is a really good coach, but is he winning a bunch of chips? That's how you're judged as a great coach. He's gotten a pass. That's all I've said.
Still waiting for you to have that debate with Evan.
I'm going to wait till the Steelers struggle a little bit more. Now is not the time.
Good idea.
I'll be losing.
Number six. Any guesses, or are you done guessing?
Vikings.
No.
Is it the G&G?
That is not. In the NFC.
Oh, Philly.
Why don't you just tell me who number six
is? The Philadelphia Eagles are number six.
And they deserve it. I think Philly deserves it.
Seven?
It's either Washington or the Vikings. I'll say Washington.
Correct.
That's the team, if I'm picking, that's who I want the G&G playing in the first round.
Yeah.
If they have
as good as the rookie quarterback is.
Yeah. You want to go to Washington.
Sure, that's fine.
Mr. Tauscher goes to Washington.
Number a lot of G&G fans. Packer fans would love to go out there. Get to see all the stuff. I don't think at that point you're not going to see those beautiful...
Cherry blossoms.
The cherry blossoms. You won't see the beautiful cherry blossoms.
Those are in May.
Yeah, that's what I said. You won't see those, but you can go see all the great... That's a great spot for Packer fans to eat it up. Eat it up.
All right, 8, 9, and 10 are all NFC teams. What order you got them in?
All right, I have... So who's left? You got the Vikings.
I've lost track of... Yes,
I would go Green Bay next, Minnesota after that, and then San Francisco after that.
Minnesota beat the Packers and has a better record.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people are going to look at it my way.
Number 8, the Minnesota Vikings.
who the hell gives a blank about the ESPN power rankings?
Number 9, the Green Bay Packers. And just for good measure, number 10, the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh! I was told I was told that they can't beat anybody. They stink, is what I was told.
We'll see.
By the way, San Fran plays Arizona in Arizona. San Fran will be favored.
Believe that. Mm.
Those are the power rankings for this week.
I'm all right with where Green Bay's at. I think it's fair. They're 9.
I think so, too.
What are they in the playoff race? They're 7. They're the last seed in right now.
Right now, yes, if the season ended today. Yes.
If you had a bet Green Bay's got what? How many would you say games they won't be favored? They won't be favored up in Detroit, and I think Minnesota will probably be favored, but probably less than the three that usually home field goes.
San Francisco coming here could
Green
be
Bay
interesting.
Will be favored by like a point or two. And it'll be the same boat as the Minnesota. I would bet that they'll be favored in six of the last eight. And I'll be shocked.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
If
maybe
Green
even seven
Bay doesn't end up with 11 wins, at the 11 wins should be the bare minimum that there's that's mm-hmm. where they should finish. Mm-hmm. And if they're 11, they'll be the 5 seed more than likely.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything you said there. Just like I agree with you when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Don't spend another winter shivering at home with the wind blowing those, what do they call them, tumbleweeds through the windows. Take advantage of the deal at Pella. No interest, no payments for 12 months. Keep your home comfortable. Save on those energy bills thanks to customizable windows and doors from Pella. Pella can design them to look like they've been a part of your home throughout its history. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on the 30th of November.
We'll see what Rob Domofsky's blurb was for the power rankings. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to my...
Before we get to the Domofsky blurb, you know I get distracted when I'm in the Gerbil Office's one called That's All Studios. I'm
surprised you bring up your article yet. Good article that you wrote this morning. But the guy's having to step up with Preston being out.
Thanks. Thanks for reading or seeing the headline.
I just saw it on Twitter.
But we can talk about that tomorrow as we get ready for Packers-Bears. But I do also, not only am I distracted by the YouTube commenters.
Especially after your take, you should have stayed out of there today.
No, I think it's actually been fine. It's although healthy. Joe G says Jason's robot would pretend they aren't a fan either. Again, we're not.
No, that's funny.
Which is funny. I laughed. That's why I wanted Joe to get a little bit of run here. That said, again, we're not going to waste time me trying to explain to people what I am. What I am going to spend some time on is a text on the talk and text line here. I've got access to Studio Texter. And here, this is from your neighbor in Marshfield. 715 area code. Tausch, do you see any issues with the Packers playing back-to-back Thursday games? They play at home on Thanksgiving against the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
They looked all right last night. Their D-line got after Staffy.
Indeed, they did. And then the following Thursday at Detroit.
Staffy.
Do I think it's
the
ideal? Have they played a Thursday game, or will this be their first one?
No. They played a Friday game.
Yeah.
But they have not played a Thursday game.
But the Friday game really was a Sunday game because they had all the layout and they were doing their Thursday on Monday and et cetera, et cetera.
Indeed.
It's an advantage in the fact that Miami's going to be playing on a short week. They're going to be coming up. Hopefully it's nice and sloppy up here in Green Bay. And if that's the case, then you and Detroit are going to be on the same page the next week. So it is what it is. You're signed up. You're going to play a Thursday game. That's part of being in the NFL. The Packers get theirs late. They just are going to be off of, you know, at least it's not in the long slog of their season. They get a little, they had this bye. It will be one of those you got to regroup quick. And I've said this many times, players, it sucks, but the back end of it's beautiful.
So you, at least once, because the game in which Aaron Rodgers showed us all that he would be up to the task of following Brett Favre was a Thursday game in Dallas. And the previous week, you had played Thursday on Thanksgiving in Detroit. That's so true. You have actually done the Thursday double-double.
And it was obviously a lot more difficult than what this group will have to do because we had to go to Detroit.
Correct.
And play up in Detroit early. If you're going to do this, it's a Thursday night game. Then you get the whole weekend off, spend with your family, and you reboot, and you'll start in prepping for that Detroit game on that Thursday. And then you get another mini bye. So is it ideal? It's better than where the Miami Dolphins are, and they have to fly up to us on a short week. So I would actually look at it that it's a positive rather than poo-pooing it and saying it's going to be tough sledding. Green Bay over Miami in that regard, it's much easier for Green Bay to be focused and ready to roll.
All right, Jesse, what did the blurbalicious Rob Domofsky blurb about in his power rankings post?
So this week, all 32 NFL Nation reporters, in addition to the rankings, shared who the non-quarterback MVP is for their respective teams.
Pretty easy.
Low-hanging fruit, one may say.
Yeah.
Who is it, Tausch?
X.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's...
Xavier McKinney.
Wonder if Rob doesn't get any say in what happens on these, huh? They just throw it at him, and he's got to...
Well, not the topic, but he's the one who chooses who to write about.
There is nobody else, and you could put Josh Jacobs in that equation, I think, as far as what he's been doing, but this has been the year of X. In many ways.
He's potentially going to be defensive player of the year in the league. So I guess I would ask you, who else would be even in the conversation?
Well, that's not what you asked.
I didn't ask anything yet. That's you asked me, who was it? If it was going to be someone besides Xavier McKinney.
I think Tucker Kraft has emerged as one of those guys.
Josh Jacobs?
I just said Josh Jacobs right before. You want me to repeat myself? Josh Jacobs.
No, you said, I understand.
But, okay. You said surprise, right? I think... I don't know if that's the threshold of what this is, but I would say Xavier McKinney is the MVP of this team. Quarterback, not quarterback, whatever. He has been the MVP through 9 weeks. I don't think that's even up for debate. I love debating things.
Is Malik Willis ahead of Jordan Love on that?
No. But Malik Willis would be probably the...
savior of the season.
Can it be that Xavier McKinney is the MVP, but the best acquisition is Malik Willis?
Good question.
Because I think that would be how I would look at it. And that's the beauty of my guy. There's been so many good acquisitions.
Ogudi.
Well, who did you think I was saying?
Well, I don't know. Oh, boy, your guy. Sometimes it's a little hard to keep track. But, yeah, you're right.
The beauty of this year is you start looking at it and you say, well, who's his best acquisition this offseason?
Braden Narvison.
Malik Willis probably, and it sounds crazy to even say, but Xavier McKinney was picked up. He's your MVP of your team. You typically can't give out like five awards to one dude. So I'm going to say Malik Willis is the best acquisition. Xavier X is your MVP.
I have a hard time disagreeing with that, although I think we are short shrifting Josh Jacobs a little bit.
I don't know. I read a Barnwell piece that said he's been disappointing.
Yeah. Well, you can read your State Journal tomorrow, and I'll be writing about Josh Jacobs and how valuable he is. He's fourth in the league in rushing yards. He's fourth in the league.
Does he have a chance to be my boldometer from the boldathon? Can he get past?
I don't remember your bold.
That he would beat AG's single season rushing.
Yeah, he would need 1,100 yards in the last
in 9 weeks. Oh, in 8 weeks. That's going to be tough. That'll be tough. He's going to have a 200-yard game. That's what he does. He's going to have a 200-yard game. And it sounds like the Bears' defense stinks, according to my guy Danny.
So you think it's this week?
I might bold that thing up. Might be bold. Would that get me a Steinhoffler if I picked him?
Could you pick him as your Steinhoffler?
No,
but
I already got my Steinhoffler. It's going to be a Lockstocker this week.
Oh, who is it?
Why would I tell you now? Stop yawning.
Because you haven't claimed, and no one can steal him.
No, that's not how this works. Get a coffee. Get a little juice. Is this YouTube chat line beating you down a little bit with your terrible take from this morning?
Oh, terrible is not. I'm not even sure it was a take necessarily. It was just my own feelings. Still the highlight. Xavier McKinney's been really good. I am curious as to whether or not when he is not getting opportunities to take the ball away as much because teams are now avoiding him, and that is certainly valuable. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think he's probably going to get Defensive Player of the Year because teams are now not throwing downfield against him.
He gets the 10 picks he's getting DPOY. Then he's, what, 60% of the way there?
He's got six, yes. Now, I just had...
10 picks DPOY.
I just had sent to me the NFL awards lines as of week 10, which has... nice. The MVP candidates. Lamar Jackson is the odds-on favorite, followed by Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold, and Saquon Barkley.
So wait, Josh Allen's not number two?
I'm just telling you what this what I was
Kyler
saying.
Murray's ahead of Josh Allen? What world are we living in?
I'm kind of pulling. My buddy Corey lives in Illinois. He put a bet after the first quarter of the Vikings' first game on Sam Darnold to win MVP. And yeah, that would pay a lot of money.
It's not going to happen. I appreciate Corey, but it's not happening.
He was at 28-1, and then after his performance against the Jaguars, he is now 75-1.
It's over for SD.
But the coach of the year, Mike Tomlin, is the odds-on favorite, followed by Jim Harbaugh, Jonathan Gannon, Sean Payton, Sean McVay, D'Amico Ryans. Matt Eberflus has been removed from the board.
How is Matt LaFleur not even in that top five?
That's why I wanted to read that first.
But the expectations weren't anywhere near where some of these other teams were. You say John Harbaugh is ahead of him?
Jim Harbaugh is ahead of him. John Harbaugh is not on the list either.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gannon's going to win that award with the Red Hot Cardinals.
If you had a bet right now the Cardinals make the playoffs or miss, are you going make or miss?
Miss.
Miss.
Oh, that's almost as... Never mind. All right, here are the Defensive Player of the Year award odds-on favorites. T.J. Watt is still the favorite, followed by... Kirby Joseph has been removed. Didn't he have a bunch of interceptions? Wasn't he doing well?
Well, he had a pick six. He gets to play the Packers again.
It's true. So the Defensive Player of the Year odds, again... T.J. Watt is the...
Bosa's probably on there.
I'm having a little trouble loading my internet here.
That's good
here
stuff.
Well, I appreciate you being so supportive. It takes a second. You could have just kept filling for me.
Like Eberflus.
I was
going
to say, that position, or that award has become almost like the Heisman, where it's quarterback only. That's become a defensive pass rusher dude. Now, if you get 10 picks, it's really hard to ignore. And are we almost to the point where T.J. Watt's going to end up being a much better, or not much better, but having a better career than J.J.?
Ooh, now that's an interesting
one. I would say yes. T.J., knock on wood, has not had the injuries that J.J. did. I think it's a conversation for a spring day.
Also, how do you measure... When, like, if McKinney's that good, teams are going to try to not throw at him? Like, that's one of the problems I've always had with players in the secondary. Like, Darrell Revis was great when he had all the picks. He was also great when every team was scheming not to throw his way. Like, how do you measure that when it comes to an award like this?
You don't.
Yeah. And that will lead to him not...
You get all pros and get paid a lot of money. And then you say, oh, well, so-and-so got that award. Oh, kudos to you. I'm going to sit on my 42 pounds of Bitcoin.
That's making a comeback from what I hear, by the way. Your Bitcoin.
Yeah. That's a miss. BTC. Bopping right now. Bopping.
All right. This is not loading. It's really irritating. I got the full.
I don't know how much other
message.
Stuff I could get into. We talked to Darrell Revis, Bitcoin,
the
robots.
The robot.
You think still isn't
Jesse the dog robot would have had this already.
Well, I'm not the. All right, never mind.
The bottom line is Xavier McKinney, if he gets to 10 picks, he will be in the mix. Do I think he'll pass a Bosa or a Watt? No. Not if they end up in that high teens, low 20s in sacks and their team is having more success than the G&G. But Xavier McKinney is on people's radar. He has had a fantastic season, and he is the MVP at a G&G.
Tell us about being poured in, coach, by Tito.
We need Evan Williams to say, pour me in, coach, so our defense is going to be back to that dominant self that we've been looking at, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a tita-rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Maybe this page will be will have loaded by the time we play Whoa Nelly, which is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
All right, Jesse, keep bailing me out. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, so I do have a topic that I wanted to bring up with you guys here, courtesy of up north neighbor Joe.
Oh, Jim. Love Jimmy.
Jeff.
Joseph.
So Joe and his wife Sammy came up to the Forward Madison FC game on Saturday. They were in a playoff game, went to a penalty kicks after a double overtime session. Forward took a tough L.
Oh, by the way, I went down and watched the DeForest Norskis play. One of my good buddies' sons is a captain on that team. So Friday, that's where I went down to. Is it Eline Stadium down there?
Uline.
I think it's Eline, but okay.
Heard it both ways.
Went down there, and soccer's got some issues now.
Oh boy.
They actually,
and you're just the man to solve them.
No, so they play 40-minute halves, and they actually stop the clock. They don't do the idiotic penalty time that MLS and some of these other players. I don't know if Forward Madison does that. I don't know. Where they just keep running the clock.
Yep, stoppage time is a thing. Yeah,
that's really dumb. Okay. Oh, yeah, just throw randomly 4 minutes. So the high school actually gets that right. Okay? They get it right. They stop the clock. There isn't. They actually call it down. There's 7, 6. It's not, well, we're on offense. Just keep going until somebody stops you. I know. The clock is up. Do something or the half's over. Loved it. Great atmosphere. Really good spot. And then it gets to, they fall behind. Waukesha scores. They get ahead 2-1. Okay? And all of a sudden now, it's at 70 minutes. So DeForest is scrambling. They're trying to get a goal to tie it. There's 10 minutes left. Well, the Waukesha coach is taking a sub every blanket time. And they're jogging in slow.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? Hit the stop button. Let them sub. They won't be subbing if they weren't stealing time.
That's exactly what they're
doing.
What
the hell are they doing? So I love the fact that they are forward thinking and saying, well, we're not going to just randomly fire 6 minutes up on a clock and say, oh, and then it gets to 6 minutes and just say, well, just keep going until this offensive streak gets stopped. No, you have 6 minutes. Get rid of it. They really got it right until they didn't. So I'm going to applaud them and then I'm going to boo them all in the same breath. It's better than what MLS and the Premier League and all those guys do. But we shouldn't be letting them stall at the end of this game. People are just going hard to try and get that. Let the game play out. Don't let you use a little tactic where you could sub. I mean, they literally didn't sub the whole game. And then all of a sudden, they're ahead by one. There's 5 minutes left, and it's boop. Let's get Frankie in there. Oh, clock runs out. Boo.
Who? I'm a little curious. I don't know how you have time to fix all the different things that you're fixing. But you did also said, since we're on the subject of fixing, sorry, Jesse, to take away your time.
What did Joe do? Is he?
Wednesdays are kind of Joe's day, so we can maybe get to this tomorrow if need be.
Are you going to fix Big Noon Kickoff too while you're at it? Because I saw that you've got some people who agree with you that it's a wasteland four games. So are you going to fix that too, or are you just going to focus on soccer?
I know Rob Vogel has been a staunch defender of that, right? Our ombudsman's.
Indeed, yeah.
He and I have been kind of on the same page.
College football is about atmosphere. I get it. People want to make money. I'm totally on board with that.
Sure.
Your atmosphere is not going to be as good at 11 o'clock, period. I love the fact, still do your little cute pregame show. You're not going to beat game day. You're just not. Saban being honored, McAfee, it's a rout. Check the stats. But you're going to put Ohio State and Purdue? Gus Johnson is Mr. Energy. Did you hear his call when Purdue fumbled and Ohio State went in and scored? It was, fumbled it and he's scooping it up and he's going to go in and score a touchdown.
And this game is off with a bang.
No, that if you literally can go and listen to Gus, it was like he was in a morgue. I don't know if that's what you want to do. Great. Yeah, go, hey, do your thing.
Well, he might still call it that way, even if the game's at 7 o'clock at night.
Come on.
If it's 45 to nothing.
It's 45 to nothing is the issue. Their prime game of the day is 45 to nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah, right, but they knew that was going to be the result, right? They weren't expecting a Purdue winless in the Big Ten.
Purdue's a bad football team now. Yeah. Purdue's a bad football team now. Hope they have good patience down there.
I have a potential solution to solve college football for you. If you're worried about big
By the way, college football, first off, do your thing, man. I just think it's dumb. Like, you think Michigan, Ohio State, put it at 2:30. Still do your big noon kickoff. Have fun with it. 2:30.
How about this? Major networks. So ESPN, FS1, Big Ten, they can run games whenever they want.
First off, FS1's not a
I'm not saying they're the major networks. I'm saying those can do whatever they want.
You literally just said it.
Bad segue.
I re-quoted you.
You did.
Re-quoted.
NBC, Fox, CBS, ABC. Get rid of the 11 a.m. games.
Put up, disagree.
Let's play at 1, 4:30, and 8.
But 1 would be 2.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
1 would be 2.
So 2 Eastern.
8 would be 9. It might be a little late.
Eastern time, everybody stays up late.
9 o'clock is pretty late.
And then you get West Coast games that are at 6 o'clock primetime West Coast starting 8 o'clock Central. You get to showcase more of the West Coast.
And you're allowed one 8:30 or 9 o'clock windowed game.
So ESPN can do 11, 2:30, 6, 9:30 like they've been doing. They can do that. The big networks, NBC, ABC, we're getting rid of 6:30 kickoffs. We're getting rid of 2:30 kickoffs. We're doing 1 o'clock, 4:30, 8 o'clock Central Time. Triple headers.
I'm not opposed. I like when you actually come with a solution to something instead of just complaining. Good.
Yeah. I think that was a really good job. That was an attaboy, Jesse, in case you lost that in translation.
I wasn't the one complaining about Big Noon kickoff, though.
No, that's true.
You came with a complaint and didn't have a solution.
No, I did. I said, start moving. Just keep doing your cute little noon kickoff deal and then just play the game at 2:30 is all I said. Nobody said anything different.
Good solution, Jesse. Good job. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Good boy.
I did hear the argument. Why would the Chicago Bears bench Caleb Williams at this point? Matt Eberflus was answering questions about that yesterday at the podium. Obviously, they have fired Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator. Does it make sense for the Bears to do that?
Players would go into whomever's office and say, bench this quarterback? It's insane to me.
Yeah, that's not good. Not a good situation.
No, it just lets you know that this operation is...
Why didn't they just fire Eberflus once they knew they had the first overall pick and knew they were going to take Caleb Williams and have an offensive guy and give Ben Johnson $1 billion to be their coach and do that?
$1 billion.
Well, that's a lot. I know.
Yeah, it's just it's what you do when you're an organization that's constantly
in flux. I feel bad for their fans.
They're constantly in flux.
It's pretty
good. Hair looks good.
Thanks. I knew you'd like that.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Have you ever heard, Tausch, of veteran players going in and asking the head coach to bench the number one overall pick or a top prospect midway through a season that he's been the starter?
I would bet that there were some small conversations about maybe some first-round picks that were playing other positions that were like, hey, we sure? But it would take a lot of moxie And I would guess it would have to be one of the it would have had been one of the quarterbacks that would have maybe said something. I don't think there was a time where there was a lot of guys saying, "Boy, this guy stinks, don't play him." It's not how Green Bay's built.
All right, Tausch. They are not benching Caleb Williams. You do not get the near freebie of 0.5 passing yards. Will you be playing Caleb Williams in your prize picks this weekend?
No, but I'll probably go Josh Jacobs because after Jesse gave me all that great info about the rush defense at the Bears, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. You pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. It only takes 15 minutes. You win. It's safe. The withdrawals are fast. They're safe and they're secure. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, time to wrap things up because I've got a lunch date.
Steak, or what are you going to get?
I don't know. There's
you get a
all
limo
the different
ride
options.
Down again?
No, I drove myself. Okay. Thank you very much. But as you know, Steinhoffels has been with us from the very beginning, a legacy Wildy and Tausch partner. And we're doing some celebrating today. So I'm going to go to lunch. If I have a chance to order a steak, I will. I know that's my MO. But I don't know. Tausch, you're going to be down here next week, too,
I
right?
I am, yep.
So there's so many different choices to eat at the 3rd Street Market Hall. I'm not sure what to pick.
It'll be a fun
hard
little,
to choose.
Be a fun little adventure for little Jason today to go
bounce
around.
Not so little Jason, yeah. We were just talking, though, and I am curious because I know I got the show off the rails a little bit with my I feel bad for Bears fans
by
take.
By the way, appreciate you for doing that.
I don't feel appreciated. I got to
be
honest.
How do you not feel? Do you want me to shower you with praise? Like I
don't
it was
want
great.
You to shower me with anything. I'm good. But I would just say this.
Flowers?
He's a weird duck now. I know he's a duck and he's a
weird
duck.
I would just say this because Chad made this comment and I do. We mentioned this, but I know not everyone listens wall to wall all 3 hours. If I were a Packers fan, there would be a tiny piece of me that would be nervous that firing Shane Waldron, or as you like to call him, Cauldron, because you didn't know his name, could give them a bit of a bump offensively. And their defense, while not as great as it has been on past Bears teams, is good enough. And it's in Chicago. Do you have any nerves whatsoever? Because some people on this on ESPN Wisconsin are saying there's a 0% chance the Bears
yeah,
win.
Yeah, zero. I caution people to go zero. Would I bet? Do I feel very confident that the Green Bay Packers are a much better team and are going to beat the Bears? Yes. Do I think it's going to be more difficult than what I think a lot of us think? Mm. Yes. Because of all of the things. You have a bunch of prideful athletes that have been getting blanked on all week. Always take that into account. There's a lot of prideful cats.
Showered.
A lot of prideful cats. Unfortunately, their talent isn't going to be able to withstand what is going to hit them. But I think their effort, energy, and the fact that they're sick and tired of people telling them how much they suck and how they have no chance, I'm sure that will put a spur in their boots. Is that going to last for four quarters? It will not.
And they got what they wanted. They right? There were offensive players reportedly who won from Sylvie who wanted Shane Waldron fired. They got what they wanted.
There's also guys that wanted Badgett to be their quarterback.
No,
so they didn't get what
that.
They want. It's going to be an ugly day on offense for them. It's going to be a very ugly day on offense.
Well, we will have more time to talk about that tomorrow and Thursday and Friday as the Packers and the Bears do battle at Soldier Field on Sunday. That is a noon kickoff. I feel like there's been so many noon kickoffs this season. I think that's about to change. What better way to end it than there? That'll do it for us today. We'll
Barry
do it again tomorrow.
Barry Alvarez at 2:30 on KBN today. Tune in.
Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.